On today's show, BMW introduces its most powerful diesel engine ever. FCA drops plans to develop a CUV based on the Pacifica minivan, and why Chinese automakers are a lot bigger than you realize. All that and more coming right up on Autoline Daily. This is Autoline Daily for May 17th of 2016. Google has been working on developing autonomous cars for a number of years, but two employees working on that project recently left to create their own startup company to focus on self-driving semi-trucks. Called Auto, it was founded by former Google Car and Maps employees Anthony Lewandowski and Lior Ron. The New York Times reports that the company is testing three Volvo trucks and has logged over 10,000 miles. The company also tested an autonomous truck over the weekend in Nevada. Lewandowski switched his focus to trucks because he believes the technology will be adopted sooner by the commercial trucking industry. But Auto is going to have its work cut out for it, since most of the major truck makers are working on this technology too. FCA just axed plans to come out with a crossover vehicle based on its Pacifica minivan platform. Reportedly, the plan was to add the multi-purpose vehicle to the Chrysler brand. But Auto Forecast Solutions reports that production of the vehicle, which was to go into production at its assembly plant in Windsor, Ontario in 2018, was canceled. Instead, FCA will continue to build the old Dodge Caravan at that plant until mid-2019. Look for FCA to start adding generous incentives to the Caravan. What's already an old van will be ancient by then. Still to come, Ford introduces carbon fiber wheels for the new GT, and it develops new components made from captured CO2.
Autoline Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone Tires, your journey, our passion. Dow Automotive Systems, advanced materials that deliver better results. And by Lear, a global leader in automotive seating and electrical systems.
Diesels are getting a bit of a bad rap right now due to the VW scandal, but BMW is forging ahead with its most powerful diesel engine ever. The 3-liter inline six-cylinder boasts not one, not two, not three, but four turbochargers. That pushes peak output to 400 horsepower and 560 pound-feet of torque. The engine will first be used in the 7 Series, and despite the sedan's size, it really gets up and goes. 100 kilometers an hour comes in a scant 4.6 seconds. Look for the new diesel to launch sometime this summer. You know, automakers and suppliers face tough regulations to improve fuel efficiency and lower emissions, and making cars lighter can pay big dividends, and every gram counts. Ford just announced it will offer carbon fiber wheels on the new GT. You may remember Ford also offers carbon fiber wheels on the Mustang GT350R. Unlike the Mustang's black painted wheels, the GTs will come in either a matte or glossy finish to show off the carbon fiber weave. By going with carbon, Ford will save more than 2 pounds per wheel and reduce inertia by 25%. While we're seeing these wheels make their debut on expensive performance cars, it's likely we'll see them sometime down the line on more mainstream vehicles as well. And in other Ford news, it's developing new foam and plastic components created from captured carbon dioxide. The company is currently testing the products, which are formulated with up to 50% CO2-based polyols. The new components will help reduce petroleum use by 600 million pounds annually. Ford says it hopes to have the new materials in production vehicles within the next 5 years. Coming up next, John has one of his Autoline insights that shows the Chinese automakers are a lot bigger than most people realize.
For the people at Dow, racing is a sport and a science. We enjoy one and learn from the other. But like most competitive people, we like winning at both. This is the human element at work. Dow.
Okay, it's time for one of my Autoline insights, and here's an eye-opening statistic for you. Chinese automakers are a lot bigger than you think. While most comparisons of the world's automakers rank them by sales or by revenue, let's look at the rankings by production. That's important because several large automakers, especially General Motors and Volkswagen AG, rely heavily on their Chinese joint venture partners to manufacture millions of their cars. When you look at how much each company actually makes, a new world order starts to emerge. The biggest car company in the world by production is Toyota, with 9.3 million vehicles produced in 2014, the most recent data available. In second place is Volkswagen AG with 6.4 million. That's a huge gap, 3 million vehicles, and helps to explain why Toyota is so profitable. It does not rely as heavily on China, where foreign automakers have to split their profits with their Chinese partners. The Hyundai Group is in third place with 6.3 million vehicles. General Motors is only fourth on the list with 6.1 million. The big surprise comes with number five, the Shanghai Automotive Industry Corporation. SAIC makes 5.6 million vehicles, ranking it ahead of the Ford Motor Company in sixth place with 5.2 million. Fiat Chrysler comes in seventh place with 4.8 million vehicles, followed by Nissan at 3.8 million. Rounding out the top 10 are Chinese automaker Dongfeng with 3.7 million vehicles, which puts it ahead of Honda at 3.6 million. And you know, if we made a list of the top 20, three more Chinese companies would be added to the list, and they would be ranked ahead of Daimler, BMW, Renault, and Mazda, just to name a few. The point is, Chinese automakers are playing a much bigger role than generally acknowledged because we tend to look at who sold the car, not who made it. And you can be sure of one thing, the Chinese automakers' influence is only going to grow. You know, we like providing you this kind of insight on Autoline Daily because you're not going to get this kind of information from other media outlets. This is how Autoline Daily helps keep you better informed about what's going on in the global automotive industry. And with that, we wrap up today's show. Thanks for watching. Please join us again tomorrow.